Welcome to the all-new Tony Black Podcast. This is episode 3 in the building. Today, we got my co-host, the very funny, the very sexy Bahamian Spice. And on the side of me is my homeboy, my road dog. Give it up for Males. And of course, you got the number one engineer in the building. Give it up for Nori. Give it up for Nori. Nori, say something to the people, baby. Hey, Nori, yeah.
Nori, yeah. Get the mics right.
Get the mics right. Oh, he got it right this time, baby. Hey, we going to be loud and clear. Yes, man. Man, I'm glad to be back on this other episode, episode 3. And listen, last time we had the last episodes during our recording, there was a couple of shootings that really affected everyone in the nation. These mass shootings for no possible reasons. Just because you don't like a certain race, it don't give you the authority to try to kill people. 22 people dead. 22 people dead in El Paso because you hate a certain race. Why? And then it's not, my thing is, why are these FBI agents and all these agencies, they want to investigate, but what they're trying to do, they're trying to study the person. They capture the person just to study them.
Yeah.
They only capture them when they white.
Exactly. When they white, they capture them.
Yeah. Here it is.
You just killed 22 people, and you're taken into custody without a scratch.
Right.
I mean,
it comes to them dealing with a black person, they don't even have to have anything in their hands. They just move the wrong way or move too fast.
Oh, yeah.
And then they shoot and kill them.
Yeah,
or they can have a phone.
You're gone.
Then they shoot and kill them.
Yeah.
The least little thing they do, or least little movement they do, they shot them dead. But they label us with all of these harsh labels.
Yeah.
Terrorists and all that stuff. But when it comes to them, it's a mentally unstable
person. All of them. They want to figure out their history, what went wrong, their childhood, and things of that. They don't do this in no other country.
And when you look at the pictures of them, what do you see?
Guess what?
If you line all their pictures up. Yeah. None of them look like me. None of them look like you.
No, they all white. Guess what?
White, angry old man. You know, that's very
messed. What they going to do, they going to reward them. Take them to McDonald's. Get them, you know, something to eat on the way in and Burger things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's messed up because now you done killed 22 people, right? In Charlotte, this guy killed 9 people, right? Mm-hmm. Killed 9 people for what? Because you don't like black people? Kill yourself. Kill yourself. You know what I mean? Sometimes if you that unhappy, kill yourself. True. And that's it. It'll be the end of that. But you want to go around but my thing is, what are you doing? What are you accomplishing by killing people?
And you see what just the other day, they had the 18 years old, had the 10,000 rounds.
Yeah.
10,000 rounds and several assault rifles.
Yeah. And they're getting it right off the line because it's so easy to get. You could get your assault rifle. You could get your handgun.
I don't think it's the assault rifle because it's the person.
Right.
Of course it is.
It is. It's the person.
People say, oh, well, we're targeting assault rifles because it can hold the most rounds. No, you got Glocks with a 30-round clip. You got a 30-round clip for a Glock.
Right.
You got a 30-round clip for an assault rifle.
Right.
So I can get a 30-round clip and put it in a Glock. So what? If I shoot it up with a Glock and a 30-round clip, it's not as important because I didn't use an assault rifle. I just think don't take away guns from law-abiding citizens.
Mm-hmm. You're right on
that. But I think in order for you to own, if you don't work in no form of law enforcement, because when you work in law enforcement, we have to have a psychological and all that stuff done.
Exactly.
So if you a regular citizen, I think you need to go have a psychological done. And then a part of your background, they need to check all of your social media stuff to see what you're putting on social media. Because a lot of these guys, when you go back and they posting stuff from their social media, you can see the telltale signs with
but
that.
But what if the guys are not posting anything? What if these guys, because you can trick the system. I mean, these polygraphs or whatever. I mean, you can play crazy. They know how to get their levels, their blood pressure to the point where their heart rate is at a certain level, and then they're able to pass it.
But
so,
no, a psychological is not like a polygraph. A psychological, they give you.
I mean, even
they
with
give
the
you,
poly,
they give you a series of tests.
Right.
One test is 200 questions, one is 400 questions, one is 300 questions. And then based upon the answers from those tests, you sit down with a psychologist and they interview you and talk and talk with you. And I guess from gauging from your conversation and how you answer those questions, you know, it determines how sane you are.
But the thing is, who would want to go through that? Who would want to listen? Like a real person, who want to go through that? Well, they know they have access to get weapons.
They're going to get it any kind of way.
Exactly. Yeah,
they're going to get it any kind of way.
But what I'm saying is, if you got to go through that, then you ain't finna do nothing to mess it up. If you have to go through all that stuff, you ain't finna, because you know how hard it is for you to get in the pain.
You're not going you're not going to mess it up. But then again, you have some people that train just for that. It's like those 9/11 terrorists.
And then
they went to flight school and everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But there's really no way of stopping it. But you hurt by saying that you're going to take those weapons away from law-abiding citizens.
Exactly.
Now you leaving, it's like you leaving the lambs to the wolves.
Exactly.
Because and we have to protect ourselves.
Law-abiding citizens, they're going to abide by the law.
Right.
So the government say or they say I can't have it. So guess what? I'm not going to have it. But criminals don't give a damn about that.
No.
So the criminals know, okay, they ain't got it. They can't meet me fire with fire. So let me pick them off.
Yeah.
Let me pick them off. And it's like, and then the schools, they blaming all these people. They blaming the police resource, the school resource officers and all this. Nobody know that this person woke up and said, you know what, today I'm going to go to this school and I'm going to shoot this school up. And then the only thing that I don't like what they saying about the police officer is prior to that, when police officers did active shooter training, they were taught you don't run in there unless you got 3 to 4 other officers with you and you stack up in a team and then you go in. And then just because the public is... oh, this officer took his time or didn't go in or whatever, he was staged at a certain area. Yes, other officers that responded, they responded at the same time in the same area, so they had enough people to go in.
And they were scared.
And then you have, and then you have,
who wouldn't be?
You have instances like the incident in Texas where the first officer that got on the scene went in and was shot in the head.
Yeah.
So it's like, other officers responding, you don't even know where the initial officer went into the chaos.
Right. Because
so it's like you're telling the officers that their lives don't matter, that they don't, you know, because before the call come in, when they call and say, hey, somebody shoot, that person could have already shot that number of people before they get there.
Right. That's true.
Exactly.
Now I get them the only one.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not saying don't act. So if they like, right there where you can see that, you know, you have to act. But when you got chaos going on and you got a bunch of people running, you don't know how many shooters, how many, you don't know nothing. And then you want me to just run in with the unknowns. Right. Say when I go in there, it's another law-abiding citizen that can carry, that's licensed to carry.
Right.
If he got a gun out trying to shoot the gunman, I don't know which one of them is the gunman, and let's say I shoot both of them. Let's say I shoot both of them.
See,
it's so many variables for people that's not in that situation to say, go do this, go do that, go do this, go do that. Granted, these officers are going to risk their lives.
Going
every time
that's
they go,
everyday
thing. They risking their lives.
That's every
But to have them just go in there not knowing all the variables, not having backup, and as soon as they go through the door, that person with
that
rifle
right into
shooting, kill them, because a person with a rifle could stand further than a person with a handgun and still hit them.
Right.
So they can stand out of range.
Right.
Pretty much and pick them off.
Yeah, you're right. And that's, you know, because they don't have a floor plan of the setup, where they're going to go, where this person is shooting from, and you walking right into a bullet.
Yeah. And you don't know you don't know who's shooting. You don't know where the shooter at. Because you can... we can be here. We can hear gunshots. It sounds like it's coming from this area.
Right.
But we don't know exactly where in the area.
And like you said, like if a civilian have a gun and he's shooting, trying to protect whoever, that could be a problem. But at the same time, before police get there, right, and you have a civilian that's shooting at this guy, that's one problem that, you know, I've seen in most of these shooting, that no one's shooting back.
That's true. I mean,
no one probably carried. None of them probably carried a gun.
Exactly. Exactly. Everybody's thinking.
Need to start to carry.
Yeah, everybody need to carry. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a possibility.
Every law you could say. Law-abiding person with training. The right state of mind.
Exactly. Because what's happening is this person is letting off so many rounds and nobody's shooting back.
Hey, right? Most people going to duck first anyway.
Yeah, you're going to duck first, get cover, and things like that. But
that's human nature. It's easy for somebody to say, I would have did this.
When shit hit the fan, you find yourself ducking.
Listen. Trying to gather your thoughts to figure out what you're going to do.
Right.
Am I going to run? Am I going to fight back?
This is real time. This is your life.
Yeah. But if you have that gun with you, you're going to feel a whole lot better.
Yeah.
Knowing you have it.
Safer.
Am I right? You're going to feel a whole lot better because, number one, you saying to yourself, you ain't no sitting duck just waiting to die.
You also got to have the mindset that if I ever have to pull it and use it, I'm going to pull it and use it.
Yeah,
you got
that's
a lot
right.
of people.
Once,
that it's cool to be able to be armed and they armed.
Nah,
but
I ain't flashing.
They ain't gonna bust a grape.
Right.
And that's true
right.
too. There's some people
now,
like that.
There's a lot of people like that.
Situation going on, but sometimes you can just forget that you even have a gun. You understand
right.
what I'm saying?
Right. Like, you gotta remember
that panic when
right.
real life situations
exactly.
are happening.
Exactly.
Let's be honest.
You,
people forget. They think about their kids. Other things go through their mind. They're not thinking like, oh, I got a gun. Let me shoot back at this person.
Exactly.
You know, people are, you'll be surprised.
Right.
Or not even just shooting back. You sitting there and then this dude's head just explodes.
Right.
Frame out of everything all over the place. You're going
to
freeze.
Right
Most,
next
you know, the average person going to freeze. You don't know how you're going to react. When you see some mess like that.
Right next to you. Because, see, people freeze up, like you say. But it's that time that you have a matter of seconds to react. Because the people you with, your life, all depends on it.
And that's where training come in at.
Yeah, training come in at.
You react how you train.
Exactly. You right on that. You know, working at the factory and things like that, you're going to be able to say, okay, you know what? This is what's going on. I just heard a pop. And it don't sound like a firecracker.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to respond.
And then you're not finna go see and go check it out and see what it did.
Hell nah. Not us. Not us.
Hey,
I mean, we're gonna wait for the threat.
Hey, you gonna run. Hey, when you see me run, you better run.
Yeah.
I'm going
yeah.
the opposite
gonna,
way. I'm not
listen.
Finna go peek around and see what's happening. I'm finna grab my baby if I
yeah.
want my baby.
I'm a,
and I'm finna go to the nearest exit. And then once I'm going, I'm gonna go call
exactly.
for help or
yeah.
whatever. But people will stand there and watch somebody pull out a damn gun.
Exactly. Is he pulling out a gun?
Shooting.
Is that
like,
really
oh
a gun?
God,
no, you don't.
Right now?
You don't have time. You don't have time to figure out what it is.
What she just said. She said she's going to run. She's going to call for help.
Right.
So you know by the time you get through to 911, especially if a bunch of other people
right.
calling the call
yeah.
volume high.
But at least you know I made
so
a
you
attempt.
Know it's about 2 minutes. No, what I'm saying is you know it take about 2 minutes to make that call.
Right.
Then once they get the information, they typing it into a computer, sending it out and dispatching it out to the cops. So once
right.
it come through on their radios and on their computers for them to respond, then they respond. And depending on how far out they are, it may be another 2-3 minutes before they arrive.
But at least I have
arrived.
To make
so,
an attempt.
No,
I
I'm
gotta
saying,
do something.
No, this is what I'm
Somebody
saying.
Gotta
I'm
live to tell
I'm,
the story.
I'm painting,
evil.
I'm painting
yeah,
the picture
evil.
Right. I'm painting the picture right.
Right.
Okay.
So right there, that's 5 minutes. That's 5 minutes gone by. Right.
Yeah.
Mm.
Most of these weapons, you're looking at what they getting off 50 to 100 rounds in a matter of seconds.
Yeah.
So even in that 5 year span, where it took you, to, you know, you calling them, getting it out, and those officers getting back, they saying okay, 22 people was killed. The officers didn't respond in a time enough manner, or you can't fault the officers whether they get there and not go in right away. Because those people was already dead before they even got there.
And that's
right.
true.
So
yeah.
how you
honest.
Gonna put how you gonna put that on them?
There's a lot of
something.
Death.
I don't give a doggone. With the rates of police officer killing black people, I bet they took their damn time arriving to the scene because they knew the possibility
In a lot of officer minds, they want to be a person that takes out this person. You know why? Because guess what? I save a lot of lives. Some officers really do their job. Some of them really do their job. Some of them want a response. Some of them want to get there and save a few lives. Because guess what? You saved lives. You did a great job. And now you got people that's supporting that agency. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just like the Pulse shooting.
I agree. They
right. It's just like the Pulse shooting.
They take time responding.
I think there's some officers. Because you never know what goes through their mind. Because they have families.
Right. Yeah.
You never know that. Okay, let me get myself together. Yeah. Because I'm about to go into a situation.
But even if it's one that think that
you
way.
Gotta you got to be safe now.
You have to be safe.
You got to be safe. That's number one.
Even if it's one that think that way, you still got 5 or 10 others that's right. not thinking that. It could have been a whole lot more. So these cops had to get there and neutralize it or quell it. In order for, you know, even though one life being lost is still too much. But I mean, you think of the damage that really could have been done.
Right.
That the damage that really, really could have been done. I mean, if I got 1,000 rounds or if I got 5,000 rounds, just imagine if one round hit
their intentions
a person.
Are to kill. You know, regardless.
To take as many people as they can.
And I sympathize with the people, the families and everything because... When you go in the situation, the guy mindset is, I'm just going to kill people. I'm just going to start killing.
Exactly.
So somebody is going to have to die. You know, I'm not saying it like I don't care, but their intentions are to kill somebody. So whatever you can do is just save your own life and save. I mean, I was going into YouTube and I was listening to how people were describing it. You know, how kids were talking about how they seen somebody get shot and die right by them.
Right.
And, you know, it traumatized people.
Yeah.
You know, it's
they need a lot of therapy after that
to bring fear and make people afraid of going out. We can't live like that.
Yeah, it's hard. It's like, you know, the Pulse shooting, you killed, what, over 50 people that 49 people, right, with that assault rifle. It's like, you know, police was just rushing to the scene that night to get there so they can just eliminate the threat. But by the time they got there, all them people, like Mel said, all them people was already gone.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so it's like, you walk into this scene, it's like it's gonna haunt
it's
you.
Chaotic because
all
got,
them bodies.
You got people that was injured or whatever running at you,
right?
So you don't know who is a threat, who's not a threat. You don't know if it's somebody acting as if they're a victim.
Exactly.
So
you don't know where it's coming from.
You got a lot of chaos that you have to try to process that's coming at you real fast, and you got to try to be able to process, multitask, make sure yourself safe, make sure you're keeping the other people safe. You're trying to get. And then you have after the dust settled, people that wasn't there, that didn't respond there, that did. Now they picking things that you did apart. They Monday morning quarterbacking it. And a lot of these people are politicians that if something happened, first thing they do is call the cops. Or they politicians that have an off-duty cop that go with them everywhere. So you got security with you at all times. But these same people on that panel, I wish that they can set up a demonstration while they sitting in these meetings
right.
to have somebody come in with blank bullets and just start
firing off
shots to
and
see how they're going to react.
That's
yeah,
true.
See how they're going
to
react in that situation.
Right.
Because it's easy when
you've
never,
never been through it.
Or you never been in the military where you've been in a war zone and stuff like that. So you never would know. How are you going to act or react?
Or how are you going to respond?
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
In that situation when stuff hit the fan.
But the thing
and I think that it's very important, even as for myself as a single woman with my daughter. Don't look at me like that.
No. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead, man.
It's that you have to be aware of your surroundings. I tell my daughter.
Exactly.
Is 15 years old.
Yeah.
I say, honey, when you at school, if it don't look right. right? And somebody just walking around with a black trench coat or something.
Right.
If it just doesn't feel right, you get the hell out of Dodge.
You got to.
You know, you got to prepare your kids. Now that all this is going on, we have to bring awareness to our children.
Right.
And make sure that they're safe.
It's been so many shootings, man. I don't know, man. Growing up, there was no shootings like that. Shooting happened between people that owe somebody money or something like that, drug dealers, something over cocaine. It was nothing like this.
Yeah, well, especially in the 80s in Miami, it was a lot of drug shootings and stuff like that.
Where shootouts would just break out.
But you had to run, you had to duck. Whether it was two rival gangs, whether it was two rival drug gangs or whatever, at any given time, stuff can pop off and they start shooting. I remember every year, they had the Martin Luther King parade. Parade would end at Martin Luther King Park.
Remember that?
Dan Brown
Liberty City.
Yeah,
and then everybody be there. You have all the DJs out there. You have food and all that. Everybody had. Then what happened? All of a sudden, shots rang out and everybody running, scattering.
That's it.
You ducking, police ducking, because you don't know where the shot's coming from.
Right.
And then, so.
What it is, man, it's like we fighting like two wars, man. We got to look out for foreign and domestic terrorists and things like that.
But we've been hit more by domestic.
Yeah, a lot more. We have. And then the thing is, you got the domestic terrorists that's coming from miles away. Now, they're not staying in that area and doing shit. They come into other areas and causing havoc. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I mean, you driving so many miles away just to cause havoc in another place.
Yeah.
Not your home. You know what I mean? Because you want to make sure the people you leave behind are safe.
It's safe.
You know what I mean? That's what they don't want. That's what they preventing. Because, he drove 100, 200, 300 miles away from where he lives. Why? Why you think that is?
They probably know him now, and they probably already don't. You know,
right?
That's true. You probably know him.
But you keep
once it come out, a lot of times once they come out and show,
David,
who the person is, nine times out of ten, you have those people that be like, oh, I knew it. You know, he had telltale signs,
right?
Or I reported it. You know, like the one kid, all in school and stuff. They reported it to the school. They reported it to the police, so they knew.
Yeah,
so they knew he was coming. Hometown, they knew something like that was gonna happen with this particular person.
And my thing is, how you don't know you raising a killer?
Yeah,
you know
I know,
what
right?
I mean?
I know.
How these parents are not in
nobody
that you raising a killer. You didn't know he was back here.
Yeah,
because they probably working long hours to make ends meet.
Right.
The kid locked in their room doing whatever. And you just happy.
We ain't got no locked doors at
you
the
just,
house.
You just happy. You just
ain't no locked doors.
You know what I'm saying? You just happy that he home and not in the streets. So it's like, okay, I can go to work long hours, do whatever. I know my child home. You just not. You don't know he home learning how to build a bomb.
And
stuff like that. So.
They blame it on mental issues. They probably was bullied in school and things
taught.
Like that. But
these parents are teaching these kids to hate black people
and skin color. You're right.
This is stuff being taught.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
They not born with it. You're right.
Yeah.
You are not born to hate people. It's something that you are taught. And that's the problem. You can't. Look, I'm not telling people how to raise their kids or anything like that. But don't teach them to hate. Give them a chance
to
like what they want to like.
You have some parents.
Because you got kids, you don't make your child.
You have some parents that are teaching hate, that's breeding hate into their kids.
Right.
And then you have some parents that's not on that, but their kids link up with peer pressure, link up with other people in school who's learning that or who's pushing that propaganda. And then they kind of bring them over and stuff.
Right.
And then you got to be in tune with your kids. And then
you got these political parties. You got these political parties that's pushing that agenda. And it's like, okay, if you white, like I've heard somebody say, oh, if you white, there's no other political party for you but the Republican Party. Or you have some that be like, I'm not affiliated with no party. I'm a Tea Partier. Or I'm independent. But then when you look, these particular particular parties are pushing certain right. agendas. We don't like the Democrats because of XYZ. We don't like the Republicans because of XYZ.
Yeah.
So that's drawing division, and whatever they manipulating your mind with, that's where that hatred and build up and all that stuff is coming from. And jokes or whatever. When they was cracking jokes on him
right.
about his high water, his, you know, when they had that little style where they was wearing the high waters and the tight, right. you know, right. where there was tights.
Yeah.
And then he was wearing them. And then the little white cool kid told him to pull his socks up for his ankles to get cold. And, you know, put where's the flood? Saying stuff like that. But then right. as soon as he cracked the joke back on him and the class started laughing, then she wanted to pull him to the side and write a note saying that he was bullying the other kid.
Right.
So it's like a lot of the stuff that they saying is bullying. It's really not bullying. It's just kids being kids.
Yeah.
But the adults is blowing this whole bullying
thing. It all depends on the situation.
Because people can't take a joke. Nowadays, people can't take a joke.
It all depends on the
situation. You know what I mean?
Don't dish it out and then you ain't going to be able to take it.
Right. Even like when the lady wanted the kid arrested when they was playing dodgeball and her son got hit in the face or whatever and ended up getting hurt. We all have played dodgeball.
Man, kickball. Remember that?
So how many people? It's just that this particular time when your son got hit, he got hurt. But how many other people did he hit when he was playing dodgeball that didn't
get hurt? His ass was probably a terrorist.
Man, look,
it's like a people lot are of the stuff that these parents, teachers, and grown
they
people,
be
these
grown to.
People exactly. are blowing it
right.
out of proportion and making it bigger
than
what it really is.
Yeah.
And always trying to play the damn victim.
Exactly. People just can't take words no more, because my thing of bullying is this. You can't, don't put your hands on nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because you put your hands on somebody, guess what? You're gonna have to deal with it when somebody else come and put their hands on you.
To us growing up, that was a bully. To us, a bully was the person that just beat people up for no reason.
Right.
Just grab
exactly.
them, hit
money.
Them, beat.
Right.
Now, if you crack jokes on somebody, they say you bullying.
Right.
If you laugh at whatever they wearing, they say you bullying.
Right.
So it's like everything now is considered bullying. If you say,
but I can see where that can be a borderline issue, because I'm sorry to interject, and somebody, listen, I can joke all day,
right.
but from somebody else that's not a jokester, that's right. not even paying you no mind, that's walking down the hallway, and all of a sudden you start going in on that person, that is kind of like bullying. Because first of all, I'm not participating in this. I'm going about my business.
Right.
I'm minding my
right.
business. And then all of a sudden, you just going to come at me like, you don't know what I'm going through. I really feel like that's bullying. But if somebody is participating in bullying, if we rank it, come on, rank it.
Yeah, remember that? Back in the day, you used to rank on somebody.
Rank on somebody and you going in and that's
and just keep
it.
Going. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, nowadays, you know, that, like you say, that's a form of bullying, because, you know, people like, they was just harassing me and talking about me and things like that. Take it home to mama. Mama going right to the school, you know, hey, he's being bullied. What are you guys going to do about it? You know what I'm saying? So I just don't play the touching part. The touching part is just a no-no for me. Don't put your hands on people, kid, because, you know, bully, you going to get yours eventually.
Hold on, but this is my take on it all. You can say what you want to say.
Right.
Don't put your
just
hand.
Don't touch me.
Exactly.
Just don't. So.
Come on.
So what you know? What you saying, Spice, is, let's say, not to say that your daughter is doing it or whatever, but your daughter is with her friends. They laugh around, ranking, having fun, talking, and somebody walk by, right? And then they start going in on whatever they wearing.
Right.
That still don't give them the right to go get a gun and come back and kill somebody over words.
Yeah,
it may not give them a right.
It still don't give them the right to kill nobody over words.
You're absolutely right.
Okay, say what you want to say. Now, if you touch me, then that's one thing. As long as you don't put your hands on me, any of these political figures and stuff that stand up and say whatever about whether it's about the Spanish people or whatever, that still don't give nobody a right to go and take a life over words.
I totally
right.
agree.
Exactly.
This whole thing where they saying, where this person shot up or killed whatever because they were being bullied.
Right.
It's over words. I don't care what word you say to somebody. A word still do not give nobody the right to take a life.
You're right. And we all know that words.
They don't know that.
Words hurt people. And we all know that. Right, but you can't let a word affect your life where it takes over, consume you, and all of that, and it just, you know, it's all you're thinking about, words that people say to you. What you have to worry about is someone putting their hands on you. You know what I'm saying? If somebody put their hands on you, you put your hands on them back. But words, you just go back home, focus on them words, get your own words, and you come back and retaliate with words.
But what about Bobby that's walking down the hallway, right, that don't know nobody, and he's right, smaller than the other kids, and he's minding his own business.
Right.
But people keep messing with him because he's different. Right. He's not like the average people. He don't have right, the nice clothes right, and shoes. You know, he gets bullied every day. I mean, and then the parents, they're not in tune with Bobby.
I mean, I understand that. Okay, Bobby, go tell the teacher, let the teacher fix it. But for Bobby to go get a damn gun and come back and kill everybody?
Right.
Yeah.
That's not right. And you're right about that.
It's like, no. I don't care what happened, what people say, long as they not being touched or whatever. But right, it'll never be acceptable if you took one of my kids' lives over some words.
Exactly.
If you took their life over some words, I really don't have no faith in the justice system, because they're gonna, what, you're gonna get convicted, and then they're gonna put you in prison.
Right.
Where my tax money, they taking my tax money, so you killed my kids, and now my tax money is paying for you to have 3 meals a day for the next 25, 30 years. Mm. My tax money is paying for you to have lights, water. So I lost my child, and now my money is paying to take care of you?
Yeah, senseless, man. Mm. Senseless. It's a lot of senseless tragedy.
My thing is, I'm more of an eye for an eye. You killed mine? Yeah. Listen, I want to kill one or two of yours. I hate to sound like that, but
ain't no telling. Listen, if something happened to, God forbid,
man, look,
mine's,
we already know, man. Hey,
we shutting the door.
Yeah, man.
We shutting it down.
But you know, back to these mass shooting, people gotta, you know, sometimes you gotta shoot back, right? And I'm gonna tell you a quick story. I got a quick story to tell y'all. So a couple years ago, I will say it's going on about 4 years now. Mm-hmm. I had to take my son to a hospital because he was involved in an accident.
Oh, your
right?
son. The same son you got into with?
No, not that one.
Okay,
the other
this
one.
Is a different son.
Yeah, this is the oldest one. So he got into an accident one night, so I had to take him to a hospital. Now, the hospital I took him to was a hospital that was receiving an emergency patient that was just involved. She just got stabbed by her ex-husband.
No.
He was going to the hospital to finish off the job, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm in the waiting room with my kids, with my two youngest ones. And my oldest one is in the back with his mom, mm-hmm, getting seen.
Yeah.
So he come in the hospital, the guy that almost killed his wife. He actually killed her.
Oh, gosh.
Right? But he thought she was still alive in the hospital, so he was going back to finish the job.
I think I remember that. It made the news, right?
It made the news.
Yeah, I remember
right?
that.
So I was there at that hospital that night.
Wow.
Yeah. So he came in the hospital, and I guess someone recognized him, right?
Oh, man.
And they said, that's him. Right? That's the husband.
Yeah.
So they were like, so I guess, I don't know for what reason, I guess they try to push him out. So they pushed him out and he started shooting. So there was a quick little shootout exchange between him and detectives.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right? So meanwhile, I'm in the waiting room, knocked out asleep. Right? No, see? No, no. No bullshit. No bullshit. No bullshit.
Damn, Tony Platt.
Now, this is where I'm getting at. To having your stuff with you, right? Uh-huh. While this is going on, guess where my gun is at?
In the car.
In the car. Now my car, if he was able to shoot, he could have shot for me. But my gun was in the car. And guess what? Homeboy at the factory said, you know, homeboy Jake at the factory? Jake said, where your gun was at? Your car was protected, but you wasn't, huh?
Mm-hmm.
But wow. But in most
hospitals, though, you know, unless you like law enforcement personnel, they don't allow guns and knives in anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But
and then if you law enforcement personnel
that is.
And you off duty, they you still can't bring it in. You can only bring it in when you're on duty at official duties. When you're on official
right.
duties, so even if you're off duty officer and you have all your credentials, they still not gonna let you into the hospital with your weapons.
Right.
So you still, you know, you pretty much a sitting duck. Unless you in like unless you in Texas where you can open carry and
open carry.
And as long as it's not a federal building,
right.
You know.
Right. So this is it right now. Everybody say, man, if you had your gun, this is it. Right now, when all this was going down,
you were asleep anyway.
Yeah, I was asleep anyway. But as you can see, a lot of those security guards had, they were strapped. They had guns on them. Now, let's just say I wanted to play superhero and pull mines out. Let's go back to what you were saying.
Yeah.
Right? And that civilian shoot, pulling out, and they mistake you. Me yeah. for the shooter.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? So it's a situation where you say, okay, if I have it, I could go somewhere and hide and protect whoever's with me at that time, but not pull it out. Because when I looked around, all them black security guard uniform, they had that piece on the side. And I was like, woo. Right? It could have been a dangerous situation if.
Did they run?
No, they was running towards, they were running towards the shooter.
Did they pull their weapons out?
Some of them did. Some of them did. I was like, it was quite a bit of gunfire out there that night, and I was like, wow.
Y'all remember that? Was it Seminole County?
Yeah, it was.
He has changed fire with a deputy, a uniformed deputy, right. And I think
a couple of them.
I think it was a plainclothes deputy there.
Yes, exactly. Oh,
wow. Right outside in the parking lot.
Yeah,
where the entrance at.
Yeah,
I remember that.
Hey, they was letting off a few rounds, exchange fire and things like that.
Woke up and thought you was farting. Huh?
Man, my daughter
was I farting in my. Listen, I was farting in my sleep. What's that?
My daughter woke me up. Hey. My daughter like, Dad, wake up! They shooting all our room. Bop, 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 bop. And I'm like. I saw security running towards the door, and we ran back inside the triage and everything. And I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe this. It's all happening. Going down in one night. Yeah. He just stabbed his wife, right, I guess in the Chili's parking lot.
Yeah.
And
ran her over.
She must have been
ran her over.
She was cheating.
Yeah. No. She was leaving him.
She was leaving him. But the sad part about that.
He killed both kids. Yeah, he killed the kids.
He killed both kids. Went out like a goddamn coward. Kill yourself. Kill yourself. Leave the kids alone. Yeah. Leave the kids alone. I hate that.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah, he killed the kids.
He ran over and he called the wife outside at Chili's. I think he stabbed her and ran her over.
Yeah.
Went and picked up the kids. And then he was coming to the hospital to finish the job because he thought the wife was living. Had gunfire exchanged with the deputies and then hopped in the truck and led them on the chase.
Yeah.
And when they end up stopping him off of I-4, I think it was.
Right.
He ended up shooting both kids while they was barricaded.
Oh, my God.
While he ended up shooting both kids and I think shooting himself in the head.
Yeah.
You should have just killed yourself.
Yeah, that's
just
it.
Just kill yourself and leave the kids alone.
Let the kids live,
Let
man.
The kids they damn are, live.
They are nasty. They
I
are
believe
nasty, but.
That children are our future.
This guy's a jerk. This guy's a jerk. But you know,
fuck them kids.
But the government got to step in on all these mass shootings, man. Because just like they able to drop in on us,
we need action.
I mean, they could drop in on anything. They have to be able to survey these guys.
They can do what they want to do when they want to. It's like
tell the truth, man.
Right.
Look at how many. School shootings we had, right?
Right.
At inner city black schools. Even though it may have been where one student shot another student.
Right. That's
whatever,
always, man. That's always.
Over whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they don't push it, you know, in Chicago, in Baltimore, where you have school shootings, you never really hear about it.
Right.
But it happened at Fruitland Park,
right,
which is a majority white area, prominent area in the Broward County area.
Right.
So now it's close to home for us. So now let's go to the state capitol and push for change. Look at schools like Edison, Northwestern, where you may have had incidents where people had guns on campus and stuff that. You never hear them pushing for strict gun stuff when it's happening.
Hey,
but when it's
Central,
so true.
All that. No,
I was there when the shooting happened at Edison. We was going my freshman year. This dude had ended up getting, this girl got shot in the eye, I think it was.
Right.
And it was, man, listen, my mama, she said, listen, we going to Central. Y'all can't even go there no more.
It was a rocket.
Central Rocket.
Your mom was a rocket.
My mom was a rocket. My dad dad a Bull. Yeah. I was a Viking.
I went to Central for 2 minutes, man, and I realized, man, that thing was close to 22nd Avenue, Tutu Al. I said, you know what? I'm going to take my ass.
You remember
ass
the Tutu Al boys?
Yeah, you remember that?
You remember the Tutu Al boys?
Man, mm-hmm. Look at here. Tutu Al boys. I said, nah, I think I'm going to go to North Miami, you know.
You went to North Miami?
Yeah, I went to North Miami, home of the Pioneers, you know. Yeah, but
you was in the band.
You was in the band. Tony Black. You was in, no, tell me you was in the band.
But you know, I remember at the factory, I saw this cat, man, one time, and had these tattoos on at the factory, and he was like, and the tattoos had the Grim Reaper on there, right, and it said slippers don't count. And I used to always say to myself, damn, what that mean? So I asked him
slippers
what that meant.
Slippers don't count.
Yeah, slippers don't count.
You caught slipping.
Yeah. He said this. He said, I'd rather get caught with it than without it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Right? And that's the mindset that we have to have, civilians when we out, as civilians out there in the public, that it could go down at any time. Mm-hmm. And the best thing you want to do is be able to protect yourself, you and your family, right, and make sure you're not a sitting duck.
But this is what I don't understand.
But
as long as you don't have a criminal record,
right,
and the class for the concealed carry permit, most classes like $50,
right.
So you pay $50 for the gun safety class,
right?
Then you fill out the application and you send out for the license,
yeah,
which is $118,
right?
As long as you don't have a criminal background, it's gonna get approved,
right?
So you're looking at what. $158 total.
Come on to the mathematics.
So you got that $158 that you pay. you pay $158 and you take this class, you get your license, and then you can go and you can purchase a gun to where you can carry the gun as long as it's not inside of a federal building or a few other places.
Right.
Mostly government and federal buildings. You can't carry it in, but you can carry it. And if I'm a law-abiding citizen with no criminal record, guess what? That's an investment in me and my life and the safety of my kids.
Yeah,
and you have these law-abiding citizens that go pay $200-$300 for a purse, $200-$300 for a pair of shoes, $200-$300 for an outfit, and then they'll complain about all of this stuff going on. It's like investing your life and your safety like you will for your car. You get insurance on your car. And you pay that insurance every month, but this is a one-time payment that you can pay other than going every month or whatever to practice shooting and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it's like if nothing is restricting you from being a concealed carrier, but a criminal record. So, and the criminals don't give a damn about it. They right. got a criminal record and they carrying guns, riding dirty
regardless.
Every day, all
yeah,
day.
That's it. That's
so
true.
It's like, because I know this person is going to be abiding by the law and they sitting ducks, then I'm going to rob them because I know they ain't going to meet fire with fire.
Right.
Mm. But let me ask you, how do you feel about teaching your kids how to shoot, taking them to the gun range?
Hey, teach them. Hey, you can, I think, what, 14? 10 or 14 is like the youngest. Most ranges allow you to bring your kid in. To teach them,
right,
and I would much rather teach them gun safety, how to handle it, how to use
thank
it,
you.
Versus
exactly.
versus
thank you. Thank
versus
you.
Them exactly. there with a friend that's inexperienced and they showing them a gun and then the gun go off and shoot and kill them or shoot and kill
right.
somebody else.
They have to know gun safety, man.
Or or if I'm not home and somebody's breaking in, it's a matter of which my youngest is about to be 16 anyway, so
right.
But now, while you on the phone with 911 and you waiting for the police to get there, now you can grab whatever, and if that joker come through the window, blow him back out the window, or if he coming through that door, blow him back out the door.
And give him something to hold.
Yeah, you sit there and you wait till the police get there.
Yeah.
And you stay on the phone with dispatch so you can tell them what room you in and all this stuff, so when the police come, you know to put the gun down and they can clear whatever.
Exactly.
But I'd much rather my child do that to protect themselves.
Right.
And I'm coming home to a child that just laid a burglar out versus me coming home and a burglar don't lay my child out.
And I totally agree.
And I got a fully operable firearm in the house.
Listen, I'm with you.
But let me tell you something. You're right. Some rednecks, they start, them kids be coming out with guns. You hear me? Coming out the corner with guns, learning how to shoot.
Yeah, but a lot of them have their own property where they can
take. Exactly.
But I'm talking about actually taking them to an actual range.
You're right.
And teaching them the gun safety and all that stuff.
Yeah. Hey, making sure they're aware of the threat. Like their surroundings and things like that. Like you said, teach them early. Get them familiar with the gun and gun safety and things like that.
A lot of white folks teach their kids, like you say, how to shoot from a very young age.
Right.
And I remember growing up, most blacks was teaching us, don't be playing with guns. Don't be around guns.
Right. Stay away from guns.
Stay away from guns. Stay away from guns. And they teaching their kids at a young age, guns is our friend.
Hey. I go to the gun range sometime right around the corner from the factory, and guess what? There's people in there with their kids. You know, they got their kids with them some big old guns, and they out there shooting them guns because they want them to be able to handle a gun. Now, do they know that these kids going to go ahead and terrorize people? I don't know, but they are setting them up for something.
They teaching them, but none of us know what our kids will do.
Exactly. Nobody knows. Nobody knows.
But we do want to prepare them for life as much as possible. You don't want to shelter them too much because life is raw. It's like nowadays, everybody is so hypersensitive with what you say. Like I hear people all the time, oh, don't be using so much profanity in front of my kids. But then you'll turn around and have them to where they looking at two dudes kissing or two chicks kissing.
Right.
And it's like if you're saying that that's a part of life and you're not shielding them for that because that's a part of life now, then why are you shielding them from profanity? Because that's a part of life.
I try to be as honest as possible.
So it's like life is rough, hard, and harsh. So you want to expose your kids to everything so they'll be able to cope with everything and they won't be so shocked from being sheltered. That's why you have those kids that shelter their whole life, then they go off to college or somewhere and they get buck wild or they get manipulated.
Okay, I was one of those kids. They get manipulated by people
and they get taken advantage by people.
Yeah.
It's because they were so sheltered. If you taught them yourself, they can see a whole lot of shit coming. You know, they can see past a lot of bull crap.
Right.
And they can see things coming. And it's like, okay, mama taught me about this, or daddy taught me about this, or they told me that. So guess who you not going to manipulate? I'm two steps ahead of you.
Right.
And education is what's key with our kids.
Yeah.
Making sure they know.
Yeah.
Making sure they know how serious this thing is out here in the world and making sure they protect themselves in every way possible because it's hitting close to home and we're seeing it every day on TV. Mm-hmm. And I'm just getting to the point where, like, damn, man, it's just sickening, man. People just can wake up and say, I'm going to take so many lives as I can at my will.
As long as I'm armed and can be armed.
Right,
what?
Right.
Be armed.
Yeah, exactly, man. So, but hey, man, shoot. Woo, boy, that was deep, man. That was deep. I don't know about y'all.
Yeah.
That was deep today, man. And I believe, hey, I'm just hoping and praying that, you know, as a country, we get better. You know what I mean? So, we got T'Challa in the building, boy.
T'Challa.
Looking like he playing on Miami Vice right now, boy. Looking like Detective Tubbs over there. Let me stop. Man, look. Hey, man, T'Challa going to get on that ass, man. I'm going to stop, man. What's going on, T'Challa? Yeah, sit right there.
Is it on?
It's on, baby. Yeah, go ahead and say something, man. We got T'Challa that just dropped in.
What's up?
How
y'all doing?
Yeah, we in the building.
Tony Black Podcast family?
Yes.
Oh, let me get situated. It's going to be some noise for a second.
Yeah, go ahead, baby. Get situated, man. Look at my boy in the building. Another Hurricane fan in the building.
True,
that's what you're talking about.
True.
But it's all about you, baby.
Yes, sir. And we're a couple of days away.
What?
Ooh. How y'all doing?
Hey, a couple of days away from making some gator shoes and gator belt.
Yeah, pimping.
Hey, and some
pimping don't fail me now.
Some grill gator.
Gotta show niggas how.
Come on.
So what's going on?
Man, we were just talking about all these mass shooting and things like that. I know. Hey, I know. But
It's crazy.
It's crazy, man.
It really is.
You know, but hey, before we go, what's your take on it? You know what I mean? Real quick, you know, hey.
Real quick.
You know, because I know you just walking in on it. Yeah.
Come
Look at that. Oh, shit. Hey, bro.
Let me sit up straight. Let me sit up straight.
Nigga in here double cocked.
Hey, we talking about guns, and he got his guns out.
Yeah, he got his guns out, man. Oh, you know. Cat over here like Vin Diesel. Vin Diesel.
Hey, take that knot out of your shirt under your arm right there.
You talking about my belly?
Oh, man.
Yeah. It's sad, man. It's bad when you gotta, especially tell your kids now when they go to school that you need to look out for certain things that you shouldn't normally have to look
right.
for. You know, in school, you should be going to school to have a good time, you know.
Get your education.
And get your education.
Right.
And learn, you know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Enjoy school. But now you got to have in your mindset now or teach your kids that, hey, you need to be, you
alert.
Know, on exactly alert mm-hmm. for certain signs that certain people may give away that they might be about to harm you and others. I just had to tell my son the other day, he was getting ready to wear some Nike slides to school. Mm. And I was like, are you kidding me? Nike slides? No.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. But
if you have to run, you're going to
exactly.
fall.
Exactly.
Just in case you got to take off.
And I'm like, son, you would not be wearing those to school because you can't run in those and you easy picking. Mm. You know what? You can't run in slides. Get your tennis shoes. Put them on mm-hmm. so you can your way up out of there. You know what I'm saying? I'm serious. Zigzag your way up. I mean, you know, God forbid something like that happen, but you got to be prepared at all times. So,
yeah.
It's just sad, man. I mean,
it is.
Us being in the profession that we in, working at the factory, you know, we kind of,
I mean, you can tell the times because now you got to buy ballistic proof backpacks.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
That's going to weigh even more probably on the kids back with the books and stuff.
Well, a lot of schools ain't even giving out books no more. They're giving out tablets and laptops.
Laptops.
It's a sign of the times.
But hey, man, T'Challa, I appreciate you dropping in on us like this, man.
I appreciate you. I mean, I wasn't going to say anything. I just was going to listen.
Man, shoot, man. You family, dog. You can jump in. You know what I'm saying? Hey, this is like a family reunion right now.
We had to bring in some eye candy for Spice.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
She's looking at me and you all day. It's like,
Yeah. Hey.
I appreciate it.
Hey, she saw Vin Diesel walking. Child.
And he got on my shirt, so his muscles.
Hey, you know what? And look, the crazy thing. This is a big shirt. You know, I normally wear the smaller shirts.
This is a big shirt.
Just to show my gut off. I normally wear big shirts just to show my gut off. You know.
I know. Look at that boy. Oh my God, man. Man, that's good, man. Hey, boy, I appreciate everybody, man. Well, I appreciate everybody.
Bald heads and salt and pepper beards.
I know, right? Hey, man. Ooh. Hey, Tony Two Tone on the mic right now. As soon as I walk out of this thing, be like, "What's up, Tony Two Tone?" Yeah, baby. Hey. You know what I'm saying? Huh?
After you wipe the Beijing off your head. When he want to have waves, he'll paint his head with some Beijing.
Oh my God.
And then put lines.
Put lines in it.
Put lines in it to make it look like waves.
Hey, looking like the female with the finger waves. Chuck, can I get a finger wave?
Hey, and using that rat tail comb to put them.
Oh my God. You remember that, boy?
Hey, boy.
You'd be like, you pay for that?
Be now sweated out in Florida.
Oh my God. What happened to your finger wave, child? Shit. Yeah, man. But hey, man, I'm
just a finger without the waves.
Been that dripped all down his face, looking like a teardrop coming from
my
eye.
Oh my God, man! Look at here. Hey, boy. Hey, man. Look, man. It's been a real good podcast today, man. Man, I appreciate everybody for coming in, and
we appreciate you,
T'Challa, dropping in. You got my girl Spice in the building. Yeah, Nori. Nori doing his thing. Nori kind of quiet today, man. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I'm over here getting this on point.
I know, man. He's doing his thing, though.
You have to make sure these mics right. Last time y'all asking him questions and he fucked up the mics.
Yeah. But it's all good, man. That's all right, man.
I'm focused on this today.
Yeah.
Focused.
Hey, we can't forget about Mels, man. The man that put it all together. make this happen and stuff like that, man.
Hey, I take care of my people. See, Spice? Yeah, see, I took care of you, Spice.
Okay, with these chicken wings and drinks. Hey, you
see me
look
over
at
here.
Him, boy.
I'm coming back for real.
Hey, and you got chicken wings, drink, and some T'Challa J.
Man, look at here, boy. Hey.
The Black Panther. That's Black Panther.
Hey, Charlie.
Hey, look. Yeah. Hey, T'Challa J with a freaking tiger on this. I'm representing the kingdom.
Hey, boy. Hey,
that's still another big cat. Yeah. Oh. Hey, you said, hey, you letting them know you letting them know you can tame all kind of cats.
I can tame nigga the cat whisperer. Yeah.
Next, you gonna have a lion on there. The king nigga of the jungle,
nigga, the Black Tarzan around this motherfucker, man. Hey, we got.
Do that again.
Hey, I'm about to change this podcast to the chicken wings and liquor podcast. That's it, baby. Chicken wings and liquor. Oh, dick. That's right.
That sounds like a strip club.
Man, look at here.
Hey, y'all going out to the chicken wings and liquor?
Chicken wings and liquor strip club coming to you live.
The
you know
chicken
what
wings and liquor. Oh,
that's right. Chicken wings and
liquor.
Chicken wings and liquor.
Liquor. You can look however you want.
Hey, and now coming to the stage, it's the Cat Whisperer.
Yeah, the Cat Whisperer.
T'Challa J, the Cat Whisperer.
Yeah.
And cue that jungle music in the background.
Yeah.
Woo! We're gonna make it purr.
Hey, man, look at here, boy. Hey. Man.
Let me take a sip of my drink.
Hey, T'Challa J nipples hard through his shirt. You see that?
Oh, my God.
Hey, roll your tongue like that again, Spice.
Hey, that ain't my nipple, Mel. That ain't my nipple.
I can't do it.
Oh, man. All right, turn
black time. Hey, man, that's it, man.
Hey, my bad, man. I ain't mean to come in here and mess up the show, man.
Hey, man, nah, we good, baby. Shoot, that's how we going to close it out, man. We close it out right now. Hey. Hey, thank you everybody for listening to the Tony Block Plaque Pop shit. God damn, the shit ain't giving out. Thank you so much for listening to the Tony Black Podcast.
Oh, man.
Man, I hope y'all had a good time, man. We'll see you on the next episode coming to you real soon, baby. We out this motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah.